I always find it funny at this time of year when someone wishes me a Happy New Year. If they're Jewish, they frequently wish me a Happy Secular New Year. I know they're doing this because I'm a rabbi, but I can't quite figure out why. Are they afraid I'm going to be confused, become perplexed, thinking that somehow Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, snuck up on me when I wasn't looking? Or do they think I'll be offended that they're celebrating a non-Jewish holiday and including me in this celebration? Or do they think that I don't know the difference between a new year that falls in January and one that falls in September? Whatever the reason, I want to assure you that you don't need to modify your New Year's wish with the word secular when you're speaking to me. But I know that I'm a liberal rabbi and that not all of my colleagues would follow my lead. I once visited a synagogue at this time of year that was having a New Year's ball, but lest anyone be confused between a New Year's Eve celebration and a Rosh Hashanah service, there was a large banner wishing everyone a happy secular New Year. I'm sure that those showing up in their party clothes were relieved when they saw the sign, knowing that they weren't going to have to sit through a service and a sermon, but rather were going to be able to dance the night away and toast the New Year with champagne. Did those posting the sign really think that anyone was going to be confused or offended? I have to say, one of the great things, as well as the great challenges of being Jewish, is that we get to celebrate two New Years. While clearly we don't celebrate them in the same way, one with services and the other with bubbly, one quietly and the other with horns. Wait a second. On second thought, they both have horns, don't they? How about one quietly and the other with confetti? There does exist a commonality between the secular and Jewish New Year, regardless of their ritual or style. Both are a time to take stock of our lives, to consider how we used our days and our hours in the past year. We ask ourselves, have we lived up to our values and our goals? And then we make resolutions about how we're going to make the coming year different, better. We're going to lose weight, be more organized, spend more time with our families, write the book I've always said I was going to write. Well, you get the idea. I've even seen several segments on TV talking about how to create realistic resolutions so that we really can live up to them in the year to come. Those reporters serve the role as rabbi, trying to give us the skills to live up to our goals. So the good part of being Jewish is that we have two times per 12-month cycle to pause, reconsider our lives, and make resolutions about being better in the year to come. The bad part of being Jewish is that we have two times per 12-month cycle to pause, reconsider our lives and make resolutions about being better in the year to come, and thus twice as many times to break the resolutions we just made. Two times per 12-month cycle that we live with the knowledge that we haven't lived up to our simplest resolutions. Even before champagne bottles are being opened in Hawaii, we're already eating and drinking more than we resolved we wouldn't. And within a week or two of going to the gym, our attendance drops off. And two times per year, I have to face the fact that the book I resolved to write still only has a title. I want to wish you and yours a happy and healthy new year, a happy secular new year, in case you thought I was confused between Auld Angsyne and Kol Nidre. Well, happy new year. I'm Robert Barr, rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Thanks for listening.